But again, so we're on page 200, excuse me. 279, Simon Reish Chav Dalad. Hey. We're up to Hey. So yesterday we were talking about seeing the Kiv Shana Eish of Nimrod. We're talking about Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar's palace, stuff like that. So Hey, Haroet Shishim Ribo Yisrael Biyachad. If you see 60 rebo, a rebo is 10,000. So take out your abacus. And so in other words, you see 600,000 Jews together. Amen. Yeah, I can't think of a case. Like, I don't know. I can't
Jews
think of...
Men.
Huh?
Jews or men?
Jews. We'll see. Jews. So you'll see, you should be thinking, what's... So then you make a bracha, Omer, bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, right? With Hashem's name. Chacham Harazim. Hashem is wise in secrets, Raz. Hashem knows, is wise in all the secrets. We'll get back to this in a second. And, like you were talking about before, Vim Hem Ovdei Chachavim, if you see 600,000 non-Jews, which you could see, right, a rose parade or something. No?
A riot.
A riot.
Right. A sale at
Macy's. A sale at Macy's. Not in Vons. No.
It's also a riot.
In Europe, during the Soviet Union, by UN, it's like two or three stops. I think the camp was like, it was Jews, it was 350, 400,000.
Yeah, but that's not 600,000. It's still way short. Not even close. Yeah, 600,000 volume you could catch. Yeah, but it wasn't a million. Yeah, it was like 3,000. Yeah, no, but a rose parade, no? A rose parade. Like,
but not at the same time. The public school. Rose parade, they go by maybe within a
No, but you
hour.
Could see, like, you could... No, I'm talking about spectators. Not not marchers.
They're
not even close to them.
The whole route.
Yeah, but, like, we'll see. Anyways, so then you say... It's a different bracha. You say... so the Machaber doesn't say. So the Machaber doesn't say. But the bracha is, I have it here, it says, yeah, it's a pasuk from Yirmiyah. Boshes imachem me'ol cherpa yilo datechem, your mother is lowly and it's an embarrassment who gave birth to you. In ea acharis goyim midbar tsoe v'arayva. Tsiva v'arayva. The end is going to be, forget it. So that's what you say for them. So let's get back to the Jews. So the Jews, it's a very strange bracha. 600,000 Jews. Hashem, you're wise, you know the secrets. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, this is based upon Rashi and the Gemara and Shab, and brachas, excuse me. She'ein datam dom in zelazah. Because every Jew has a different way of looking at things, as we all know. Vain parts of Vayam, Dom Zalazan, the Jew, well, nobody looks the same, but nobody, 600,000 Jews, they don't look the same. They don't think the same. V'hu yodea mash v'leib kol elu ha'okos. But even though all of them are so divergently different, Hashem knows all, knows what's going on in all of them. So you know the famous joke, I don't want to say about which Rosh Yeshiva, one of the Dole Ador last generation. So, you know, there's a famous Gemara that Talmai HaMelech took 60 Chachamim, put them into 70 Chachamim, put them into 70 rooms, and told them to translate the Torah, right? The Septuagint, we call it. And there was a nace, and they all came out, they made changes, and he wanted an exact translation. So that way he figured he'd get a real translation, and he said, translate exactly, and they all made the same changes. It was a miracle, all 70 made the same changes. It's a whole big thing, you know, but it's really a bad day because, you know, now the going think they know Torah and they know nothing about Torah, eye for an eye, and all that time. Okay, good. We've discussed that before. So one famous Rosh Yeshiva said, so that it was a miracle, right? All 70, they were in different places, they didn't know one from one another, and they all made the same changes, even though the king said, don't change anything. That's amazing. So a famous Rosh Yeshiva, I don't want to mention who, said, it would have been a bigger miracle if you would have gotten all 70 together and they would have, they may have come up with the same thing. In other words, you know, right? But that's Jews, right? That's Jews. So still, the bracha is kind of interesting, right? It doesn't like, sound like such a good bracha about Jews. So the Aruch HaShulchan explains it a little bit. I shouldn't say better, a little more. So the Aruch HaShulchan says as follows in Hey. He says, Shein datam dom zelaza, the ain part sufeim dom zelaza. Like Rashi says, don't look the same, don't think the same. Kshein shehem mechulakim b'deos. But the same way that every Jew thinks differently and has a different opinion, as we all know, shitzura pnimis, that's the essence, right? Because the way you think is an exterior, how you look, how you think is inside. Ad shishim ribo, kache mechulakim b'tzuras hakitzonis, they also look differently, they're internally and externally. Zel klal kol deos, but if you get 600,000 Jews together, every opinion there could be would be contained, would be there amongst the 600,000. V'hu hakotza ha'achron, she'en od surah acheres mikan ve'elach. There's nothing else. There's nothing beyond that. There's no surah. There's no form beyond that. Once you get 600,000 Jews together, that is the nth degree of opinion, or what we would consider opinion and understanding, and a form. L'chein nidna Torah l'shishim ribu. That's why there were 600,000 Jews present when the Torah was given. Kedei lichlo kol hadeos v'hachachmos she'en l'hosif aleim. So that there's every opinion, every insight, every angle that a human could have would be present in Matan Torah. But the Akash Baruch Hu, but Hashem, who Chacham Razim, Hashem is the wise who knows all the secrets. Kolomar, in other words, Shafal Pi Shachachamim Heim. Even though these 600,000 Jews are wise, every angle of wisdom is present. The Ein Pia Makshav Seim Shaveh. And there's a different opinion. You know, there's I have this pshat in the Tosfos. I have another pshat. You'll find seemingly every pshat that there could be present at Matan Torah or at this gathering, right? The Siyam HaShas or whatever, right? Shkolecha chumachosu meshunu mechavero. Everyone is different than everyone else. Still, apopikin, still, hu chacham arazim. Hashem is knows the secrets of Yodea Mashvalev Kolecha. Hashem knows, he quotes the bush, what every opinion is of those 600,000 opinions. He understands every opinion and he's beyond all those opinions. That's the problem. Wow. Look at, you know, can you imagine you have whatever it is, 600,000 Jews, so it must be like a lot of Torah there. There must be Gedolei Torah there. You know, like, imagine that, you know? You can't. Well, forget that. Hashem is way beyond that. That's the bracha.
Rabbi Pengler says that today there are approximately 600,000
full
Jewish men.
Yeah? That's interesting. Okay. So it's getting a little late. There's something else cool I had to tell you? Yeah. So next week we'll get into a Bli Nedar, hopefully, about seeing a Tamachachon, big Tamachachon, make a bracha. Seeing, we'll talk about it. Okay.